and Hunter.
Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. Brock, Hunter.
Dude, welcome to the effing Iron Horse. Dude, it is hot in this basement. Oh, yeah. So I was just telling Brock off air. So the furnace, if we open the door in the house, the central air kicks on, you know, a couple of minutes later. Dude, the furnace is right there, right there. I can see it right there. It's behind that wall. First vent right over my face. That thing fires up.
Woo. Right in there. Yeah. I love it. Just sweating. And you really don't have much to sweat off. So you got to be careful there, buddy. Boy, stay hydrated. All right.
You know, it reminds me of, I sound like Will Ferrell. What was it in Austin Powers when he gets dumped into the. Oh, it's very hot down
it's
here.
It's very hot down here. Could somebody, someone, anyone?
Can anybody hear me? It's like me yelling at my wife upstairs.
Honey.
Please turn the furnace off.
It's very hot down here. Yeah, I love it. Now you cook a little bit, buddy boy. Turn the heat on. We're going to turn the heat up. That's good. Yeah. Nice. I turned the furnace on for just a little bit this morning, and then I turned it back off because I'm like, I don't want. Everyone's asleep in the house. Yeah.
No, it's because you're cheap. You don't want.
Oh, for sure.
Your family suffers because you want to save
fully admit it.
Look, 57 cents.
The baby's in a nice snuggie. Kristen's got a blanket. She's fine. They're fine. All right. They're fine. Anyway.
This is a cold winter in Russia in 1932.
Look,
Jesus.
You got to toughen them up, okay? You spoil your family members with all this heat. They're going to get used to it, okay? And then.
Brace yourselves.
No. You got to get them used to the cold, okay? You got to get them used to it.
That's right. Winter is coming.
All right, we got to keep moving here. It's time for your rock news and rock history. Bunch of pansies.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. You need your car, truck, SUV worked on. They specialize in Asian import brands. Take it over to John Van Landingham and his crew. They're going to get you taken care of, all right? That's it. AIR. Breathe easy.
It's not. Let me do it. Sound like McGee from the Adam Sandler CDs.
Well, Scorpions have released Peacemaker, the first single off their forthcoming album, Rock Believer. Singer Klaus Meyn says, quote, "The first thing that came to my mind was the hook line, Peacemaker, Peacemaker, bury the Undertaker. I was just playing around with those words at the time." What?
For as old as the Scorpions are, it should be called Pacemaker.
Oh, that's terrible. It's funny, but it's terrible. At a time when so many people have died and are still dying of COVID from devastating wars and other senseless crimes, it makes you feel that the Undertaker must be working overtime. In a peaceful world after the pandemic, it will be time for the Peacemaker to rule. And that's the image that really appeals to me. So that's kind of his take behind this. There actually is. So it's out now. Here's a little chunk of it for you. That's dope, bro. I am excited. Right. I am excited. Nice. Scorpions bringing it, dude. Rock Believer, the band's 19th album, will be released on February 25th, followed by their residency in March and April at Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. So, our German brethren, Scorpions, dropping some new stuff, man. Very exciting. Yeah. Very exciting.
Sounded good, dude.
Dude, that opening. Listen to that.
Pedal to the metal. Crank it up. Let's go.
Those effing Germans know how to rock, dude. They really do.
It sounds like it's from a cassette. You
know? Yeah, yeah. It's like, hey, put in this new Scorpions cassette. I want to hear it, man. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. So there you go. That is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, November 5th, 1959, Bryan Adams was born in Kingston, Canada. Obviously, that guy had just a slew of hits. Heaven, Run to You, my favorite, Cuts Like a Knife, which is, I know most people would say Summer of 69 is the best Bryan Adams song, but
it
is not.
It's the most popular.
It's the most popular, and it's a great song, but Cuts Like a Knife and even Run to You, which was his first hit, I think are just better songs, in my opinion. Summer of 69 is still great. But It Cuts Like a Knife, Run to You, awesome songs as well. And Heaven's a great one, too. So happy birthday, Sir Bryan Adams. We love you. That is your rock news and rock history for a Friday. Of course, as always, brought to you by AIR. We'll be back.